You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hen.
Everybody needs some Hen love.
And Hotbox.
Altaholic wow extraordinaire.
We need to get some panda train sounds in that intro, man. Especially the bro panda one is great. It's my favorite one. But greetings and welcome to episode 47 of the Training Dummies, recorded for you on both July 25th and 26th. You'll figure that out here in a second. My name is Rob, and I play pretty much everything because right now it's all about the alts. Because if you did not know, 14 level 90s is not enough. And with me this evening, from the studio apartment above a really cool party, is my bro host and geocaching expert, Mr. Hind.
Well, I don't know if I'd say expert, but sure.
I don't know if you like my Canada reference there.
Yep. Lovely.
Now is the moment we've all been waiting for. You've heard her on the show before, but never live. She brings the details and her own brand of awesome perspective for the PvP game. Let's give a big warm Training Dummies welcome for the legend, the myth, the accent, and the only person who has made me happily jump into Battlegrounds, Kim from the future.
Good morning.
And right. That is how we are able to record at two completely different days at the same time.
Magic.
Yep.
I think this has been a long time coming, getting you finally getting you on the show.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So thank you so much for coming. It's super awesome to have you because I know you and I have been able to do a few battlegrounds here and there and get into Skype or Mumble or whatever, and it's always a treat talking to you. And
it's always great fun. Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. I guess we'll kick it off with a couple of interview questions here that we got, and then we'll get into, I know we have some announcements and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, Miss Kim, how or why or both did you start playing World of Warcraft?
Well, my husband was playing since vanilla, so he forced me to. Please play. And eventually, yeah, I did. I gave in and I played and I ended up really enjoying it. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Cool. So how long ago was that? How long have you been playing this
game? Oh, since Wrath. So what's that? 6 years? 5, 6 years?
Jeez, so, man, that's crazy.
Is it that long ago already? My God.
Because I started in Wrath too, and I'm like, oh, it wasn't that long ago. You know, because
it doesn't seem that long.
Oh, I didn't really play vanilla or Burning Crusade, so I'm a noob. But I guess, man, it's been that many years already, huh?
Well, yeah, it's been almost 9 years since I was in the closed beta, I guess. Wow, that's insane.
Yikes.
Holy, that's crazy. Wow. What have I done with my life? Oh, my God.
I know. Now your kids are old enough.
I know. I've got 4 accounts in my house now, so.
Oh, my gosh, dude. So when you first started playing, what was your role? What did you do?
Well, when we first started, I was leveling the Warlock, and the Warlock's still level 70, I think 74.
Oh, you gotta get that Warlock up there. You gotta level the Warlock. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I know.
Late bloomer.
Yeah, well, but I basically got told to play something else by my husband's guild because they needed a tank. So I got a DK and did that for a while. But I just did as I was told in the beginning. I'm such a great player. Just do as you're told. but after that, I was doing healing, and that's kind of what I've stuck to since then.
So you kind of gravitated towards heals? You liked it better?
Yeah, it's more... I just enjoy it more. I think it's more of my style of play. It's I find it more relaxing than DPS or tanking. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
DPS is what I go to when I'm like, I just don't even care what's going on. But then I get
yeah, exactly.
Competitive, and I'm like, oh, that warrior's beating me by.
I know. Well, yeah, I love the healing, but geez, when you want to just turn the brain off and just play,
yeah.
Go DPS. It's great. Like, I don't know if that's what drew me to the Warlock so much or I had so much fun with it. It's just after healing for so long, it was just turn the brain off and just blow stuff up. It was awesome.
The responsibility level is just...
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. There's, like, zero. Just don't stand in stuff, and you should be okay after that.
I don't even think that's a requirement anymore.
Well, not if you got a good healer, I guess.
No, you can just stand wherever you want.
Yep.
Someone will yank you out of the fire. It's fine.
I was healing... I got my druid up to LFR level, and I was healing in LFR earlier, and... I had to step away, like, right in the middle of the boss fight. I guess there was about 30% of the boss left, right? So something happened. I never do this. I never run off in the middle of a run. But come back a minute later, and I'm dead, and there's, like, five people left alive, and and the boss is at, like, 3%, and I'm like, holy crap, you know? And I'm reading through the chat, and everyone's like, these healers are terrible! Oh, my gosh! I'm like, surely me going AFK on a poorly geared alt for 2 minutes could not have been the breaking point of this group, man. And everyone's like, oh, terrible healers! Oh, my gosh! Oh! Like, all right, sorry.
I always blame the healers. It's the general rule.
Right.
And the healers blame the tank.
Yep.
Well, because it is the tank's fault. Always.
It's always the tank's fault.
If you're unless a healer, you know that.
Yeah. You learn that pretty quick.
Yes, you do.
Yep, it's all about redirecting the blame. That's fundamentals. That's WoW 101. Redirect.
Yeah.
There you go. Kim, boxers or briefs? These are important questions.
Boxers.
All right.
critical question.
Exactly.
Great.
Actually, let me get this one too here. You said boxers?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. All right, that's cool. I'm about it. I'm about the boxers. So what's your main now? What are you rolling now?
Well, right now I've got a Disc Priest with a Shadow Elf spec, but I'm working on a Shaman and a Monk, which you'll be happy to hear. Monk's a lot of fun.
What class is your, what race is your Monk?
Panda.
There you go, okay.
Obviously. Although he's not Lady Panda, he's a Boy Panda. But
Okay.
He's a Boy Panda, because the Boy Pandas are lovely.
The girl pandas are cool. They're the slash train on a bro panda is one of the funniest things ever. I'll give you that. So
the best thing about the bro pandas is the sleep. When you do the sleep thing and they just collapse, that's awesome. And the dance, obviously.
Oh, nice. I'll have to try that one.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
But yeah, they're a lot of fun. The pandas is great. I don't know why I haven't done it up until now. I've spent this whole expansion without a monk or a panda at all. So,
you're right, because I don't encourage people enough to roll.
Oh no!
I better get on that. I'm like finding complete strangers on Twitter, man, like just crashing their feed. Why aren't you rolling a panda monk?
If you're not a panda, you should be.
I actually have a 90. It's crazy. I've got a 90 monk on another server that's a female troll.
Wow.
I did it for a guild perk for them, though. So, it was for Hathor's guild over on Malorn. They needed the classy ones. So they can get the extra guild.
You got it to 90 already?
Dude.
I guess I haven't played in a while.
Dude, that was a while ago, man. Seriously, I don't know if I mentioned this before. I'll wait till it's my turn. Kim, what have you been up to this week?
This week I've actually been hanging around on the PTR law. Usually I kind of stick to maintenance day to do PTR, checking out different classes and stuff like that, but I had to poke around and kind of got a little bit stuck on there, just having fun checking out classes. Because they're making quite a few different changes, I like to go over and see what other classes have changed and how they've changed and how that's going to affect me, so I spend a bit of time on each. But I did notice that when I was doing Arena that the difference now between the Arena team with queues, if you're in a team with someone else, you can notice the huge difference in communication levels with the other team. Yeah. It makes it really easy to beat them if they're not, you know, on See? Skype or whatever. Because obviously we're sat in the same room, so, we, you know, if you're on Skype or whatever, it just makes it easier. But yeah, I've noticed it, and I don't know if it's just down to the fact that people are playing classes that they maybe haven't ever tried before, or if it's just because it's single players queuing randomly. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. But I need to do the Siege of Orgrimmar too. I haven't done that yet. Apparently it's very good.
I've heard that, but with LFR, I don't know. I guess it was when the Dragon Soul LFR came out, I kind of just didn't really care about PTR too much anymore, because it was like, that content all became very, very accessible, so I wasn't really worried about it, you know?
Yeah.
The LFR kind of takes the fun out of it a little bit, I think. I know it's kind of good for if you're not a PvE player like me, I do that just to see the content. But if you're a raider, I suppose, yeah, it's not as good, I suppose.
It's different.
Good for gear and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much all I've been up to this week. I've been kind of just Battlegrounds and Arena as usual. I'm terribly boring this week. But, yeah.
All right, well, since our last show, which was 3 weeks ago, I know it's been a while. Sorry. You can blame me. But anyway, in that 3 weeks, I think I've logged into Warcraft once. Actually, I know it's been once, and that was Tuesday of this week. I think I might have gave Rob a heart attack when I did log in. When I logged in, I just sat down in my farmhouse, read the guild chat a little bit, and then I did my banking. And I'm not talking in-game banking. I did my real-life banking, like paying real bills and stuff, all online. I checked some lotto numbers. I looked online for a new car, browsed Twitter a bit. It was actually a very productive Warcraft session, like probably one of the most productive times I've been in game ever. And I didn't
I know,
do anything
I was
in
trying
game.
To drag you, I was trying to drag you into a run, and you're like, oh no, I'm good, man.
I know. So, outside of game, though, I've been really busy working around the yard. Got all the chairs and picnic tables for our fire pit painted finally. Painted the dormers on the house. I installed a little mini weather station that it monitors wind speed, direction, wow, humidity, barometric pressure. It's also got a rain gauge. And it's two things that you attach to the top of the house, and then it's got a wireless receiver inside that displays all the information. It's really cool. What else?
But all you really need to know is that it's going to snow sometime in the next couple of days.
Well, in 2 months, I'll probably have snow on the ground. Unfortunately, but, in 2 months, I could realistically have snow on the ground. I sure hope we don't. been weeding the garden as well. When we went on vacation, we left for a week. Apparently, everything decided it was going to grow that week. And grow a lot. So that means not only the plants we planted, but all the weeds. So they all grew at once. It looked really nice and green, but there was a lot of weeds within there. So we've been working on that slowly. It's getting a lot better now after. What else have we done? Oh, this past weekend I took the kids to the fair. The expensive fair. No, not the Dark Moon Fair. I should have. That'd have been a lot cheaper, eh?
Right. You get a buff, too.
Yeah, but anyway, we should only be going to that every second or third year now, just because it's so expensive. But as for Warcraft, I do want to get back into the game soon. There's part of me that wants to log in and play. Just right now, it's being suppressed by a lot of other things. Like even last Friday, we sat down and watched the last 4 episodes of Walking Dead Season 3. So we're all caught up now, ready to go. Oh,
good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so there was even a couple surprises in there I wasn't expecting. So I'm glad I finally got it watched. And then as soon as we were done, we watched the Season 4 trailer. Because that's what really made me want to finish the episodes, is because at the Comic-Con, they put out the Season 4 trailer. So I didn't want to watch that till I finished everything. So I can't wait for Season 4 after seeing that. It looks really good. But yeah, that's kind of in a nutshell what I've been doing. I won't say that's everything I've been doing, because it feels like I'm always busy, even though I'm never in game. Rob, what have you been up to? Besides leveling more alts?
Besides leveling alts, I've been leveling some alts.
All right.
I got the super glorious, crazy cloak of magic, awesome radness. The item level 600 cloak, I finally got that. And I switched up some of my strategies when going into these fights. And there's one where, towards the end, it's really won't be too much of a spoiler, but you know, you're doing all that stuff with the Black Prince, with Rathian, and I kind of decided to take the healer route, because the last section of this, after you collect like the sigils, and then you go and you get the secrets, and then you go kill this amalgamation, and then you go and get the what the heck, they're the Titan runestones. You get those. So the whole thing like takes forever. The drop rate started like really getting frustrating, but I finally finished it. Went in and I decided, because through the last section you can kind of pick what spec you want to do it in. So there's, you go to one of the areas in Pandaria, and one's for tank, and one's for ranged, mm-hmm. one's for melee, and one's for heals. I decided to go in as heals because my heals. Healing gear, despite our lack of rating, my healing gear is actually pretty decent. So I went in and I almost one-shot it, but I did something stupid and messed it up. But I went in and got it in 2 shots, and I went and got the cloak and upgraded it. So it's like, what, 608 or whatever now? And cool. Yeah, man, that thing's ridiculous. It's so, so nice. And no, it's not the one that has the procs and all that stuff that everyone's been talking about. It's just an epic level cloak right now, and I believe after you finish the final portion in Siege of Orgrimmar, something happens and you make it legendary. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and then you use that to get to the. There's a special legendary world boss, I guess you can only get to if you have the cloak. But from what I've heard, it's going to be an account-bound feature. So if you have it on one of your tunes, you can still do the boss on some of your other tunes.
Cool.
So get on it if you haven't already.
I have 11 secrets on hand. And I think
you need 20, right?
9 on my warlock, I think. I think that's where I sit.
At least 5 of my alts are past the PvP portion. And oh, okay. After really doing it all the way through on my monk, like some of it was just so annoying that I don't know if I want to do it on lots of my alts. So, I don't know if I had said this or not. I think on our last show I said I had hit my mage up to 90, so I only had one left.
And you had your rogue too, I think.
I did it. I hit my rogue. He's done. I've got a 90 of each class. And then a couple extras here and there floating around, and a couple that are about to ding 90, and a couple lobbies I've been playing around on. So it's really just been about kind of like similar to the end of Kata, where there wasn't a whole lot going on, and I was just kind of having fun goofing off leveling alts. So, in game, that's kind of it. I've been picking up a lot of the healer classes a lot more. Anybody that can heal, I spec into heals, and I've just been goofing around with that lately. disc healing, pally healing, druid healing. I've been just seeing how much bang I can get for my buck despite how bad some of my gear is. So it's been good, though. It's good to understand the other classes, and it's super annoying to heal alongside disc priests in LFR because it will just all bubble all the things. If you're a druid, it's just like, yeah, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, man. It's been kind of slow going, just fun.
All right, cool. Well, let's keep moving on then.
This is Hathor from the Low Pop WoW podcast, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Hend and Rob.
Hi guys, welcome back to Crowd Control. I hope you're all doing good. I have a couple of things I want to talk about today, one of them being a bit of an announcement, but first I want to talk about gemming and how it differs to previous patches. As you know, when 5.3 dropped, we got some pretty significant changes to PvP stats, in that we lost resilience on most PvP gear and changes to PvP power ratios. The biggest question I get asked is, should I still be gemming PvP power? And the answer is no. The ratio you receive is far less for PvP power. Now, you need to have an awful lot of it to get a tiny percentage. So you should be gemming your primary stat, intellect or strength or agility. For example, at the moment my priest is gemmed for intellect and stamina with hybrid gems in order to get socket bonuses and bump up my health overall a little bit. Warriors would gem for crit and DK with strength, feral kitties and hunters, and enhancement chamois would be agility, and mages and locks would be intellect. So, you know, you can get an idea from if you do any sort of PvP, any sort of PvE, then you would know what your primary stat is. One other thing I noticed in the patch notes was the equipping any pair of PvP trinkets from Season 12 or later now grants you a 10% reduction in damage taken from other players. So this is obviously a reflection of what happened on the PTR, where PvE trinkets were not scaling properly and causing all sorts of problems in Arena and things like that. I think it's a good thing. I think it also works if you have PvE trinkets, they're scaled down now. So yeah, get your PvP trinkets. A couple of people have asked on Twitter about it, and I said it then, and I'll say it again. PvP trinkets are the best ones for PvP. Alright, on to the announcement. Next week, we'll be launching the Crowd Control PvP podcast. Myself and Andy will be hosting the weekly show all about PvP. Don't worry though, the Crowd Control segment will still be here on the Training Dummies. You'll be able to still hear that every week. But you can also hear a full-length episode that'll be available on iTunes sometimes next week. I'm not sure which day exactly yet. But you can follow us on Twitter at Crowd Control PvP to keep up to date with news and new episodes. You can still find all my contact details on thetrainingdummies.com on the contact us page, and I hope you guys enjoyed this week's segment. It's a little bit shorter, but because I'm on the show, I suppose it makes up for it. I hope you guys have an excellent week. Bye bye.
Alright.
What?
You're doing a new show. Oh my god. No, that's awesome.
Oh my god.
That's
yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it sounds great.
People ask a lot about PvP content, and I think you know, a lot of shows cover it pretty sparingly, but I know everyone loves the Crowd Control segments. So I think you've been able to kind of springboard that into a full-blown show is going to be super awesome.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope people enjoy it. It's something that there's not a lot of. Like, you guys have got the segment, but there isn't a whole lot of regular weekly PvP podcasts. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
You, are you going to be doing a guest host, or I think you're going to have Andy on with you most of the time?
Yeah, Yeah, I'm going to have Andy on, but we're going to try and work towards having guests on. So if you get anyone's interested, please let me know. yeah, it's pretty much, I'd like to have a kind of, not a round table type thing, but just have different, you know, streamers and gladiator yeah. people and things like that on to really kind of get into the in-depth stuff with PvP. So
cool. It really is like the training dummies for PvP. That's thinking awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
And I'm excited to hear it. Well, see, I heard the preview show that you did with Andy, and just listening to the two of you talk, it kind of doesn't matter what you're saying because it just sounds so awesome. So, you're gonna win by default, I think.
there you go.
Well, there it is, and it's recorded too. Yeah.
Well, awesome new show. Crowd Control's going full blown. Do you? You mentioned having your first episode up maybe sometime next week or.
Yeah, it'll probably be towards the end of next week or maybe Saturday. Just working out the kind of technical stuff at the moment and just tweaking everything and making sure it's all perfect and shiny and lovely.
Yes, awesome.
Sweet.
Well, while we have you captive here, we'll kind of talk a little bit of PvP then.
So what we're doing here, Kim, is we're stealing your content.
Before you can record, we're gonna take advantage of it.
Or not. Whatever.
No, that's cool. That's fine.
The main thing coming up right now that we kind of hit on a little bit since you were talking about the PTR is going to be some of the 5.4 changes coming up. So I think that's probably going to be the hotness going into this, huh?
Yeah, I think there's a few quite interesting changes. There's nothing, well, there's a few that could be considered quite big, but there's nothing earth-moving different, you know, it's kind of tweaking what's already there, so. things like not having an arena team anymore, where you can just queue up and go for it if you're just one person on your own. Instead of having to look in trade chat or on forums or anything like that, you can just hit queue like you would for a dungeon. So I think that's got a good side and a bad side, though. It depends on your skill and who you're matched with. So, on the PTR, like I said, it's kind of, I don't know, I think it's going to make it easier for teams. Just purely on a communication level, I think it's as simple as that. It's really important in arena, it's to be able to talk or instead of having to type and things like that. Mm-hmm. It makes a huge difference.
Well, that's even, you know, even in the PvE aspect of the game, LFR, half the reason that it's not as difficult as regular raids is the communication. The communication isn't there. So they had to simplify the raids in LFR in order for 25 random people to be able to complete these without the communication.
And not be running around.
Yeah, so it's, if you do go in with, you know, a group with communication, you are going to have an advantage. You know, it almost makes me wonder if they're going to try and match people up who queue together, because they'll know, like, you queued with someone, so they'll put you with
against another team that
queued together, whereas the, you know, the people that queue by themselves, they'll match those against other people that queue by themselves. I wonder if they'll put that in. I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but I don't know if it's part of the plan yet.
I think they need something like that, because it would be, I know I would be really frustrated if I was kept coming up against teams and, you know, you were losing all the time. It's going to really rattle some cages. So, yeah, I think they would need to put something like that to make it a little bit more fair.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. You can make cross-realm groups to queue with your arena teams. So with friends of the same faction, you can queue up now. It doesn't even have to be the same server, huh?
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty much, you can do queues for arena, you can join guilds, you can use auction houses. It's really opening it up to everyone. Instead of having to transfer tunes and stuff like that, or only being able to play with certain people cross-realm, it's really, really good. And I know that I like to play a lot with people on Darkspear. I have a tune over there, but my main isn't. So that's, I'm having to kind of rely on using a less geared tune and things like that. So personally, I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. Good thing we don't edit this show. Huh? let's see. It is stinking bridging the gap, is what I was saying.
Yeah.
There was no edit there.
Nope.
It's totally bridging the gap, bringing in people from other servers and other realms and doing the whole cross thing. Now that's, yeah. I think that's really nice, being able to just bring in your friends. Yeah, and
you can
make
it insta queue as well, which is awesome. There's nothing worse than having to wait. I know on Deathwing it's about 5 minutes for a battleground. It's pretty much instant for arena, but oh my god, it's 5 minutes is a long time. Really, I'm so impatient. I want it like instantly now. Go.
Yeah.
PvP.
All right. So, what other changes do they have going on here? Conquest point cap. See, I don't even understand any of this. I know we had Olivia on here, and I think I even asked you one of the questions once for crowd control, but I don't understand the whole conquest cap point system thing, whatever they got going on. It's just, it's totally different and foreign to me. I have no idea.
They changed it. So,
yeah.
Well, they changed it the last time so that you could have a catch up kind of space. If you had started midway through the season, you could get extra conquest in your cap every week up to, I think it was 30, was it 10k? I can't remember. But now they've changed it so that it won't be based on your team, because obviously there isn't teams anymore. It's just based on your own rating. I don't know the math on it yet. I think it's pretty much a case of the higher your MMR, the higher your conquest cap might be.
So what is
I'm
MMR?
Not certain on that, though.
Sorry.
That's your matchmaking rating. When you're put into a match, you'll be given an MMR, so will the other person, and it kind of, so they can match you with other players. So you'll both maybe have like a 1600 MMR or around about there, and the people that you're playing against will have about the same. It's to try and kind of balance it out, and they take into account like your gear and things like that. So again, that's the math on that is madness. If you're not mathematically minded, yeah, it's not great, but it's going to be interesting. I want to know more about it. They've been kind of vague at the moment, so I'd need to find out more about that and do some number crunching.
So I saw one thing that they did that kind of frustrated me a little bit was they messed with the conversion rate for justice points. So now it's like 2-1 basically. So you can you can go in and I used to just grind out justice points, no problem, and then go turn those into honor points and then go buy 476 gear. And like as a healer, there's a trinket, there's a spirit trinket that you can get for that's a PvP trinket that was like pretty rocking. It was like close to 1,000 spirit on this trinket. So I really like to get that, and now it's like the conversion rate kind of messed that up for me a little bit, so I'm kind of bummed.
Yeah, they've bumped it up quite a bit. It's 500 now per 250 honor. So it's kind of, I don't understand why they've done it, because the way they had it before, it meant that you could do both BGs and dungeons and gear up in half the time, pretty much. So it kind of makes it a bit odd that they want it to be accessible to people and they want people to get into PvP, but they're taking that away. So I don't really know what they're thinking with that one. I don't really like it. Because I know that with all of my tunes that I've been using for PvP, I've done that. I've queued for both because it is really easy to... It's easier to get justice points than it is honor, because you don't always win in Battlegrounds. Mm-hmm. So, whereas you always win in PvE if you've got a good group. But, I think it's a really kind of crap conversion right now. I'm not happy about it at all. Blizz, what are you doing?
Freaking Blizz.
No kidding. But yeah, I really, when I switched to Elemental, because my transmog sets need to be separate, otherwise I get all messed up. So on my Shaman, I have my blue is my heal set, and my red is my DPS. And when I was enhanced, it was fine. But then when I switched to elemental, I was using all my healing gear, so I needed, what I was able to do easily was go buy the 476 PvP gear, because I had Justice banked that I wasn't using. So I was easily able to buy the main pieces that are visible. So it's the chest, the shoulders, the helm, and the gloves. So I was able to buy those easily with my Justice to convert it to Honor so that I could get my elemental back to the red set as DPS, so it should be. Transmog is important, and this was important. I can't believe they're messing this up.
But Torin's got to look good.
He does. Even orcs, they all got to look good. Who are you kidding? Not just Torin. All of them got to look good.
Everyone has to look awesome all the time.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't want to recover anything that you said in your segment. So the thing about equipping trinkets, won't worry about that. I think that's super cool, though. Being able to kind of a nod back to people who maybe aren't caught up, that still put the effort into the PvP originally. You know, giving them that little 10% reduction. That's cool. Yeah. Talk a little bit about the crowd chose you. There's been some mixed feelings about that, from what I can tell.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of, it seems to be people either love it or hate it. There's no really any gray area with it. Personally, I don't really like it, but I have yet to kind of use it properly in like other than the PTR. So my thinking on it is there has been times, loads of times, where you're almost about to win. You've brought it back. You've fought and fought and fought, and you do maybe kill one person, they're going to get the buff anyway before that, which isn't always going to be fair, but then you could argue, well, it's unlikely you're going to win anyway. So, I don't know. It seems like it would be more something you would find in a PvE environment than a PvP environment, personally.
Yeah, I know, like I'd mentioned, just being able to hear your and Andy's discussion on it a little bit, it feels like something where you had a, you know, it may not really be based on skill. You know, someone got a lucky shot in and you were actually the better player, and, you know, but the math said that they had you at gunpoint a little more, and so, you know, they end up with the buff or whatever, you know.
Well, we could take someone to 10% health, or someone could take us to 10% health, and you could take them to 10.5. And they would win, and it could be argued, well, it should be left into skill at that point. But, yeah, I don't like it. It's a little bit of an insta-win button. I'm not crazy on that.
Yeah, it's a little rough for PvP because you want it to be based on skill, not...
Yeah, not, definitely.
I
mean, I can understand why they don't want the matches to last longer than 50 minutes, but then it should be a draw, I feel. There should be, you know, split the points that would have won. And leave it at that, but I don't know. It's personally, I don't like it.
A healer versus healer showdown.
There you go.
two resto druids swinging their mighty branches.
Ugh, those broccoli farms. I hate that. It's just the bane of my existence.
That's awesome.
Broccoli.
I turned on my live stream for the show.
Oh my goodness!
I know.
My mouse has just died too. Awesome. Oh, no.
It's not even set up properly, really. I just thought I would check it out.
All right. What other PV? Oh, are we at the end of our PVB stuff already?
I think so, because it was pretty much like, you know, the main thing was the announcement for
Kim
kicking off, and then, you know, some highlights coming up for 5.4.
Yeah, exactly. And yes, so that was the main reason for the show, but we will get back into regular shows soon, I promise.
Yeah.
Regular schmegular, man. You can't you can't have a Kim on the show and not just sit there and listen to her talk.
There you go. All right. Well, I guess we'll move on to the next part of the show then, hey?
Sounds good.
So, Kim, do you macro?
Yes, I do.
You missed the best part of that.
Bro.
Do you even macro, bro?
Yes.
Totally. Well.
Excuse me. All right. Do you have a macro of the week to share with us then?
Yeah, it's a really, really simple one. It's just a mouse over macro, just for use of any of your spells. See, I use a Naga and keybinding, so it's really easy for me, but it works with Grid. I don't know if it works with Healbot. I don't know if Healbot is even still a thing, to be honest. I haven't used it for a long time. But yeah, all my spells are bound to it. Yeah, it's... Well, let me tell you what it is. It is... Let me find it. It's hashtag tooltip, all one word, and then / target mouse over, and then / cast whatever spell it is that you want to use. And you can use it for anything, DPS and or healing, so...
Yes.
It's kind of my go-to macro.
Yeah, it's...
No, the you were mentioning Healbot. Healbot is basically all that is another version of raid frames. So yeah. anything right now that will allow you to alter your raid frames, it should work with. It should work with Grid or Voodoo or the Blizzard default raid frames, which I've, from what I've heard lately, a lot of people in PvP are just using the default raid frames because add-ons are just a mess. I can't speak to that too much, but...
Sometimes it's easier just to use the... Because, I mean, they're not bad. They're pretty good, the Blizzard ones. I'm just perfectionist and I like it all to look all exactly the same and have all little boxes and stuff like that. So, but it's easy enough to use just the plain old Blizzard ones with it. You don't even need an add-on to it. It's just a mouse over, a generic kind of mouse over for everything.
Now, with the thing with Arena, though, you're talking about the standard Blizzard frames. I actually was a huge fan of those for a long time because they really do. They show all of your buffs. And, you know, as a healer, you know, if you cast any sort of hot or something that kind of hangs out for a little while. You can see it. You don't need to muck with it. So I think in arenas it's real nice because I don't think there's a lot of problems when you've only got a couple of people. But when you're running like LFR or Battlegrounds and people are in and out all the time, it's a total, like, they just started messing up on me. You know, like, somebody would leave and then someone else would fill that slot, but it wouldn't take out that original person. And so it became
a bit of a pain.
Huge, huge headache. And I kind of migrated over to Grid from there, and my setup is very, very, very similar at this point. My healing setup is looks a lot like Affinity's with the weak Aura's bar and the way he's got his raid frames. But yeah, and it works
great.
That's
a nice setup.
Yeah, and for DPS or tanking, I just I don't have the same weak auras, so it's a little bit easier to see, and I just moved my frames way off to the side and I made them a lot smaller, so I can still keep an eye on everything, but it's those default frames can get a little janky at times.
Yeah, they're not as pretty as the Grid ones, and that kind of bothers me.
Oh, so. They're just fine. They're just fine.
It kind of bothers me.
I still
and I
use
have to
them.
Tweak it and make it all different. Well, yeah, no, they're good enough. They're absolutely fine.
Less is more. Less is more.
Yeah, well, awesome, dude. Coming from the transmog bro of all. Transmog. Come on now. It's got to look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to look pretty.
Looks fine. All right. Now let's get into some more awesomeness. I still love this.
Uh-oh.
I'm so excited. Oh, I love that. It's so awesome.
That was so awesome.
Yeah, it's a song dedicated to you, man.
I know. It's awesome. 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 All right. So I'm going to start off with Hen Love for Megan for recording that for us. I love it. I still love it. As well, need to send some Hen Love to our guildies, the Hoarderlies on the Deathwing server. As far as I know, the guild's still around. I haven't heard otherwise, even though I haven't been on.
I was on when you logged on
TV. Oh yeah, that's right. There was Rob. Rob was there. Yep. I gotta send some Hen Love to, the Girls Gone Wow podcast. The last few episodes, they've been mentioning our name quite a bit, and that's really awesome to hear, and, I love it, and want to definitely send some Hen Love to them. And, of course, last but not least, we got to send some Hen Love to Kim, who is up at, what is it, like 4:30 in the morning there?
It is 5:30.
And you haven't gone to bed? Oh, my goodness. No. So definitely you get some Hen Love.
I'm going to sleep like a boss tomorrow.
Or today,
yeah.
Well, it's tomorrow for us, today for you, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, still yesterday there, is it?
You're always in the future anyway.
We still have an hour and a half left in yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Rob.
Not to confuse anyone or anything.
I know. Rob,
yeah. Yeah, we even, man, you're impressing the people in the chat room, too, with your commitment to the dummies.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm glad it's noted. It'll never be forgotten, forever.
Yes, it's your turn, Rob.
Let's see, I gotta switch it up, because I always say the same thing. So I ran into this guy while I was leveling my rogue, and he was talking about, podcasts, and we were talking about Scott Johnson a little bit, and he mentioned, like, his top three favorite WoW podcasts, and he said the Training Dummies was one of them, and he had no idea who I was when he said that. So it was, like, this surreal, freaking awesome,
yeah, that's awesome
experience, and I, like, cool. Screenshotted it. I'm like, yeah, that's my bro there, and so I told him that it was me, and he was super cool. So Inara, the Beast Shadow Priest that I was leveling up with, I dinged 90 shortly after that run, and I owe it all to you for being an awesome bro in that run with me. And to Vero from the Out of Mana podcast for helping me work on my Disc Priest game a little bit, and also for stealing all the bubbles and absorbs while I was trying to get that done. That was real nice of you. Even though you said you wouldn't do it, you did it anyway. So. of course, Kim, for coming on, because I think that's awesome. And the couple of folks that showed up in the chat room as I just, like, randomly turned it on, and so Jab Cup in there, and Jetrix is in there, and whoever else popped in, you guys rule. I may have to actually figure this out and make it a little more official, but you'll get a glimpse behind the curtain at midnight. I'm not sure you want to do that, so. Kim! what Hand Love do you got?
I just want to send Hen Love to all my Twitter folks, the people that retweet and favorite and spread the good word about crowd control. They're awesome, and I love you all. And you guys, of course. You guys are the best.
Aww.
I love the Chain of Dummies.
Thank you.
You gotta love a dummy.
They love you too.
Yay!
We have 5-star reviews.
We do.
We have a couple of them. First one's from America. And that's the country. That's not actually who it's from. We got an American one and a Canadian one. So this one says, I am training dumbfounded by Rosai. I've been listening since episode 1 and have somehow managed to go this long without giving a 5-star review. All 5 stars are well-deserved, as the dummies work hard to bring a high-quality content and diverse array of discussion topics. Keep up the great work, Rosai. Thank you, Rosai, because yeah, I know it's a lot more work than I think people realize, so and it's a lot of fun, but it's when people write these reviews, it's freaking awesome. I love it.
We also have a Canuck 5-star.
Hey,
excuse me. Yes, a Canadian one, eh? It says, awesome interviews. This is my favorite show for finding out about the people who play WoW. The hosts are awesome at making their guests comfortable and giving them the opportunity to talk about the things they are passionate about. And this is from Willima Holy Disc Shadow Priest. I guess,
you know,
yeah.
Or is it William M.A.? M.A.?
Will Emma?
Will Emma?
Will Emma?
Will Emma or Willie MMA, because it's like martial arts.
Oh,
so
maybe.
The thing in this review that people don't realize here, he says the hosts are awesome at making their guests feel comfortable. I don't think people know like how much work that takes, because like before the show, we were talking about it, and I had to make sure, you know, if Kim needed a tea to drink, or she needed, you know, a pillow, or
he's very tentative.
Shoulder, yes. Rub or anything, you know, we gotta, like, there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes, you know, it's not just, we don't just hit record.
And every bit of it is appreciated.
Awesome.
You're awesome.
Well, definitely, thanks, Rosai and, Will Emma, or Will MMA, for those 5 stars, that was awesome. Thank you very much. All right, before we wrap up this episode, Kim, why don't you let everyone know where they can reach you, stalk, follow, like, or otherwise get all up in your business?
You can get me on Twitter. I'm always hanging around there. I've just started the Crowd Control PvP one, so it's at Crowd Control PvP, so you should all follow that and tell everyone about it. And you can get me on Kim Scally too, Kim with a Y.
All right. Well, short but sweet this week. That does it for episode 47 of The Training Dummies. It's come to an end, so don't be sad. You can hit play again. That's how awesome it is. You should, because Kim's accent is definitely worth listening to over and over. But that's not enough. If that's not enough, you can check out our website, thetrainingdummies.com. You can find most of the macros of the week there. Not all of them, because I'm behind, as well as a link to all of the episodes. We love to read your comments, so please post on any of the episodes what you like or what you didn't like. If you don't want to leave a comment, why not leave us a voicemail? We haven't received one in a long time, and it's super easy. Just click the link on the right-hand side of the page that says Send Voicemail. Emails are also good, so send those to theshow@thetrainingdummies.com with a question or an MP3. In addition to the website, you can find the show on iTunes. Consider giving us a review or Stitcher Radio. How about a thumbs up or facebook.com/thetrainingdummies? Please like us. Please. probably the best and easiest way to contact us is Twitter. You can find the show at Training Dummies, Rob at Rob Copeland, myself, Hend at Hend_Horleys, and of course, Kim at Kim Scally. And don't forget to check out the Crowd Control podcast coming to an iTunes near you.
Yeah.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!